Right, I'm joined in the studio today, so just coming up to 11:15 by Tony Morrison. Hello.
Hello,
Long time, not seen you for ages. How are you
long
doing?
Long time no see, yes.
You were into the studio, what, about 2 years ago, was it?
Oh my God, yes, that was when I was doing the Brentwood Music Weekend.
Yeah, and I actually came along, I must just say, before we talk about what you're up to at the moment, my dad came with me. It's one of the last times I actually went out with my dad, and we went to see the Spanish Dancings.
Flamenco,
at the Brentwood Theatre, and it was incredible. He wasn't very well at the time. He sadly passed away in January, but we went out to see that, and he absolutely loved it. He really did.
Oh, thanks. This is a good memory for you.
Yeah, really good memory, and fantastic dancing. The speed, those guys, and the guy on the guitar, and the singing, and the dancing, it was just great.
Yeah, it was an amazing weekend, actually. I can't believe that was 2 years ago, and
yeah.
It was something that I was trying to look at doing annually, but unfortunately couldn't secure the funding that we needed to support such an event. But, you know, the feedback and the letters I got from some of the people, Brentwood was brilliant, and really they had an amazing time. But, you know, to put something like that on costs quite a bit of money, to be honest, and it does need some kind of support, which I couldn't secure. So
right, before we talk about the jazz exhibition you've got, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, my background is I'm a music promoter, and I generally have my company is Eastern Roots, and I do concerts at Horn Church, been doing stuff at the Queen's, and I do various music projects around Essex, you know, delivering stuff for Essex County Council, Brentwood Council, Basildon. So I produce festivals, so it's kind of anything music related. We've got a contest at the moment we call Undiscovered, so we run that once a year, where we try and put together, working with 8 venues across the county. If there's any young bands listening that's still looking for entries, just go to undiscovered.org.uk. That is open to bands, duos, trios. It's not a battle of the bands, it's just about trying to promote and support the live music across Essex.
Yep.
So there's, anything to do with sort of music projects or education, music education, it's, anything I get my fingers involved in.
Now, we've got Brentwood lighting up at the weekend, which is going to be fantastic. I don't know if you heard, Santa's going to be at the Sugar Hut. I love that. I just had to scroll down at the Sugar Hut. That's fantastic. But you've got the Digby Fairweather Premier Trio, and it's also, you've got the History of Jazz in Essex at the Brentwood Library. So tell everybody about that, and also about the Digby Fairweather as well.
This is a kind of a bit of a diversity for me, but I came up with the idea a couple of years ago when I found that the National Jazz Archives was based in Loughton, based in Essex, and it kind of spurred me on to think what Essex involvement has been from a jazz perspective. You know, I wouldn't say that I'm in the jazz scene or anything like that, but I kind of knew Kenny Ball was from Essex, and I thought, well, let's dig a bit deeper. So again, after about 6 or 9 months of research, we interviewed about 60 musicians and venues, including what used to be the Monkey's Jazz. People used to run Monkey Jazz at the Hermit, and we came across all sorts of different musicians with various profiles. One being this chap Digby Fairweather, who's a renowned trumpet player. By me. So what we did was to create an exhibition, and we called it A History of Jazz in Essex, The Faces, Places, and it's just really profiling the people that we've met so far. And the idea, we launched it in Chelmsford Library on the 13th of October. We've just brought it to Brentwood Library, and it's there till January the 6th. But the idea of the exhibition is to raise the profile of the project. So anybody that's interested in jazz or history, music history or heritage, the idea is, well, they go along and see it and maybe learn a little bit. We've been doing some schools workshops. We did one at Ursuline not long ago with the Essex Jazz Youth Orchestra. And then the, like I say, part of the raising the profile is, if anybody's got information about history of jazz in Essex that we may have missed, musicians or venues, then my contact details are on there for them to come forward, which has happened already. A couple of people have said, oh, did you know there was jazz in Dagenham? No, I didn't. So we're kind of looking into that. So we're bringing Digby, who, like I say, he's played with all the greats. He's got a really cracking band at the Premier Trio. He's playing as a trio this time. And he's there he founded the National Jazz Archives.
Yeah.
So he's there to support and promote the fact that the exhibition is in Brentwood. And hopefully people will come along and learn a little bit. Hopefully jazz fans will come and maybe learn about things that they didn't know about the jazz scene in Essex. Or maybe people will learn that, in fact, that we think that Essex has probably got, for instance, it's obviously there's Kenny Ball, yeah, who was from there, there's Johnny Dankworth. Essex, we think, has probably got more clubs than anybody else. Mm. Things like we've got the old, I'll say the oldest or longest standing in promoter in Southend called Kenny Baxter. Colchester, we think, is probably the oldest established jazz club in the country. So there's kind of a lot that Essex has produced in terms of the jazz scene. Mm. So it's been a real eye-opener, been a lot, very interesting.
Now, what is this trio? How's it made up? Is it drums or double bass?
It will be double bass. There's a chap called Len Skeets. I think it's going to be guitar. There's a guy called Dominic Ashworth and trumpet lead, which is Digby, as well as playing vocals.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So we've got 45 minutes of swing, and they do swing. We just played at Saffron Warden last Sunday.
Yep.
Their light-up event, and even with, as that three-piece, they do swing. So hopefully, the weather will be dry.
Yes,
because it will.
It will be.
Actually. It'll be 80 degrees.
Will, yeah.
Everyone will be in shorts and sunglasses, and and they do swing.
So you will be on at
12:15. That 12:15. Is fine. Yeah,
and it's great because you've got a long time on stage as well.
We've blagged the long time on stage, haven't we?
You've got the longest time on stage,
we
you
have.
Everyone's got 15 minutes.
I know, and we've managed to blag 45.
Yeah, well done for that.
Yes.
that's a good promotion for you.
Bribery goes a long way, doesn't it?
Talking about Kenny Ball, I think I mentioned this before. My mum, who's in her 80s, bless her, she went out with Kenny Ball, and he used to turn up at her house with the trumpet. And a few years ago, before my dad passed away, I wrote to Kenny Ball, and I said, my mum used to go out with you years ago. Could you send a signed picture? And he sent a signed picture, and my dad was so upset that he put it under his seat and then so he could sit on it. And he was a bit jealous.
Excellent.
And he said, I remember Eileen, they went out with him to about 14. He used to turn up playing the trumpet, and her dad used to go, clear off. But she said every time they were at a dance, he was up on stage straight away, always playing.
Well, the one thing about the exhibition is, again, like most projects I'm involved in, need some funding from the arts. And we managed to secure money from Heritage Lottery Fund, Arts Council England, and Essex County Council. So they've all backed the project. He was the first person that was on our list to interview.
Yep.
We got the funding, and then 2 weeks later, unfortunately, he passes away.
Yeah.
So we did meet his son.
Yeah.
And we spoke to his son. But yeah, it was a great loss this year.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, I say people go into the library, and we've also got a record player in there. We've got an old record player with an MP3 in it.
All right. Yep.
So people can listen to some jazz music, and then we've also got we've adapted a record player with a digital photo frame in. So there's loads of old photographs as well.
Yeah.
And if you do go and see it, there's a visitor's book to write nice comments.
What's coming up for you next year? What are you up to after Christmas? What plans have you got for next year?
Oh my God. The next thing I'm working on, as I'm going exhibition mad, because now I'm working on a thing called Now the Last Poppy Has Fallen, which is a exhibition about the home front of the Great War.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously next year is the centenary. So we're planning to launch an exhibition next September to tour the museums. Again, we're looking now, we've just started the research about the home front in Essex. So again, you know, if there's anybody out there who might have interesting stories or letters or archives or letters from grandparents of anything to do with the First World War, and then get in contact. It's that could be really interesting. We've already uncovered some really good stories, and we've only just started. So again, but there is a performance element to it, which is one of my involvements in terms of creating some songs and some poems from these stories. And then besides that, there's Undiscovered, and then hopefully whatever other music projects I get involved in, or, you know, somewhere along the line.
Now, people want to find out more, what's the website?
For
Eastern Roots.
Oh, my website is www.easternroots, that's Eastern and EasternRoots.co.uk. If you want to find out about the World War One project, we have a blog which is, I think it's Word, we just set it up, it's WordPress, Now the Last Poppy Has Fallen. But we're also on Facebook. If you Google if you put that into Facebook or Twitter, you'll find us. There's a link through there. So.
Excellent.
A
little bit whistly there, and there was, there must be.
We were whistling. Was a little bit whistling.
Don't forget, you can Digbeat Fairweather Premier Trio. Are going to be on the stage for 45 minutes. How's Tony's managed to do that?
That's what I've been saying. Premium. I've been saying premium all the time.
It's premier. What are they? Are they all premium? They're premier.
Let's just change it. It's Digbeat Fairweather's Great Trio.
That would be better. Right? It's a premier bit that's making me tongue tied. So don't forget, check down in the Brentwood Library, A History of Jazz in Essex, the places and the faces. It's on until the 3rd of January.
It certainly is.
Excellent. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Michelle.
No, well, and enjoy yourself at Brentwood Lighting.
And have a great Christmas.
Oh, well.
Phoenix FM.